WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District has a new superintendent. The school board unanimously hired Fort Bend Assistant Superintendent Christy Whitbeck last night, followed by a reception.
We're thrilled tonight to see so many members here from not only the Bryan ISD staff, but also the Bryan College Station community. I think that kind of support for an incoming superintendent is very positive, and it kind of shows the positive energy and direction that we're heading in right now with Dr. Whitbeck.
Board President Trey Moore says they and Whitbeck agreed to a three-year contract with a base salary of $215,700 for the first year. Whitbeck told reporters before attending a reception, she is setting her calendar to meet with staff and review data on the district.
It's kind of a two-part process for me. What is the data telling us, but what are the people telling us?
Dr. Whitbeck's first official day in Bryan is the 17th. State lawmakers have started considering some of the nearly two dozen bills written to kill the bullet train between Houston and Dallas. Before testimony started in the Senate State Affairs Committee, Kyle Workman with Texans Against High-Speed Rail says Texas Central Partners has run into a dead end.
There's a lot of property owners between Dallas and Houston that have told them to jump in the lake, vast amounts of acreage that they haven't been able to survey. They're nowhere near shovel ready on this deal.
Holly Reed represents Texas Central Partners.
We're very proud of the approach that we are taking with landowners in a collaborative fashion. Each conversation that we have is personalized and tailored to that individual situation.
Many lawmakers say a private company has no business using eminent domain to seize land. It's been more than a year since the Bryan City Council agreed to spend $50,000 for consultants to establish railroad quiet zones. The topic came up during the last council's workshop when it was discovered the project was not in the rankings of future capital improvement projects.
And I think the reason that there is no ranking is because staff knows that pretty much every council member is for getting that done.
City Manager Keene Register told the council he would arrange a meeting with Union Pacific to find out how much the railroad is willing to pay towards the possible $6 million project. Other funding sources include reducing city reserves and the Capital Improvements Fund. A Bryan woman was overheard on a jail phone yelling she almost killed her children.
That's after Bryan police arrested 28-year-old Charlene Portis Saturday afternoon for driving while under the influence of K2 with three children in her SUV. According to the arrest report, police were first alerted to a slow-moving vehicle on Highway 21 near Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Another officer found the SUV had struck a pickup, which hit a garage on Lewis Street. The children, ages 3, 4, and 7, were placed in the custody of another family member. Portis told officers only the 3-year-old was in a car seat. A Bryan couple remains in the Brazos County Jail following their weekend arrest for the unauthorized use of a 26-foot-long U-Haul truck. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, the rental truck, which was fully loaded with household items, was supposed to have been returned on February 11th. 6 weeks later, an officer on an unrelated traffic stop ran the license plate and learned it was reported stolen on March 19th. 42-year-old Jill Whitaker and 32-year-old Bobby Stowe Jr. said a third person had rented the truck, then she disappeared. Whitaker and Stowe were arrested after telling officers they had been driving the truck during the last month, knowing it should have been returned. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A Brazos County District Court jury has sentenced a Bryan woman who admitted to her sixth DWI conviction to 12 years in prison. The jury decided punishment after 54-year-old Mary McGee pleaded guilty to drunk driving that caused a four-vehicle crash in College Station at Texas in Walton almost 1.5 years ago. According to the district attorney's office, McGee had a blood alcohol level of 0.238, or nearly three times the legal limit. And as new businesses and restaurants pop up around town, one City of Bryan committee is dedicated to keeping the old.
We don't run a museum, and we certainly tell all the applicants that we don't want you to pretend you're a museum, and we're not trying to backdate you to a particular year or date.
Robert Holzweiss, Historic Landmark Commission Chair, says business owners in historic districts wanting to make external changes must go through a permitting process.
We want you to have a functioning business, but we want you to be sensitive to the businesses that are around you, the architectural styles of the area that you're located in, so we have a unified tapestry or a theme that we're trying to maintain in Bryan.
Holzweis says this also applies to homeowners in historic districts, including the East Side and downtown. Visit bryantx.gov for more information. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 60 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, 812, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
There may be a little bit of patchy fog to contend with in a couple of spots this morning, but overall the day looks relatively sunny. Also looks warm. We'll probably get to about 85 later today. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunny, cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, generally clear, 50 to 55. Sunshine's in the forecast Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Know any twins? Do you know any twins?
Not since, like, elementary school.
Yep, I do.
40% of twins invent their own language.
Oh, huh. That's weird. I'm reading a book right now. It's not twins or triplets. It's just three sisters, but they have their own language.
Well, and that, you know, that certainly can be, you know, if you're hanging out together. Did you hear about the teenage girl in Florida fought off a shark with her bare hands?
Wow. No.
Caitlin Taylor, 17 years old, visiting the Florida Panhandle from Kentucky when she went for a swim. She's wading in waist-deep water when what looked like a dolphin swam toward her, but when she realized it was a shark, too late for her to get ashore.
Swim away.
Yep. The 5-foot shark bit into her leg. Thinking fast, she punched it in the face.
Yep, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep, the shark let go, and she was able to escape back to the beach.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. So there you go.
Those country girls from Kentucky.
That's it. Don't be messing with them. Just don't be messing with them. All right. Would you buy a painting by a dog?
I don't know. I'm going to say
no. If it went with
no.
my interior decor.
Okay. A 4-year-old Shiba Inu.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've never heard of that kind of dog. In Canada, has become a famous artist. The owners say that their pup, what's a dog look like? Hunter really loves to paint.
Oh, they kind of, they look like a mix of a husky and a dingo.
Okay. All right. it's just like a husky with bad hair.
They're from Japan.
All right. Got it. Yeah. Okay, well, that's the reason that Kenny Yu and Denise Lowe, I guess that's the owners. Okay, when he's ready to make art, he barks at his owners and stares them down until they get out the paints and canvas. Kenny says that Hunter has always been smart and creative, but his painting career started one day when Kenny noticed there was a blank space on the wall that needed to be filled. Kenny says, "My wife figured he'd be able to learn the brushing motions to create some kind of memento for us. We were really surprised at the results. Hunter now has his own Instagram page featuring his work. Sell online for about $40 a painting.
Okay, at least they're not charging like $400.
They're not.
But still.
I'm just trying to figure out how he signs the painting.
Ooh, with his paw print, I'm sure.
No, I was thinking, but I got you. Yeah, let's go with paw print.
Paw print, yeah.
Chelsea said, I'm right. Yeah, you guys being that way. All right, another day, another hacker story. This time, one of those huge Samsung smart TVs. Authorities in Switzerland say a hacker there able to hijack a TV made by the company simply by adding a code to a broadcast signal. Hack raises the possibility that the hacker might be able to take over a slew of Samsung TVs at the same time by inserting a code into the broadcast signal. Fortunately, the code the hacker used altered the digital broadcast code, which is not currently used in North America. CIA is looking into this thing, as a matter of fact.
So
one more time. Your TV could be watching you.
No one is safe.
That's right. Rather than you watching it. Tennessee woman is an internet celebrity thanks to her snack choices. Did you see the long Cheeto?
The long Cheeto?
Yeah.
No.
Jessica Rupi of Murfreesboro snacking on Cheetos when she pulled a single super-sized Cheeto out of the bag.
Oh.
The extra-long Cheeto looks like a snake, seems to be comprised of several smaller Cheetos that had stuck together. Her roomie has snapped several pictures of it, and it's semi-viral out there.
Semi-viral.
Yeah, well, just, you know, Rue Lawrence snapped the pictures. Rue wanted to save the colossal Cheeto, but Jessica ate it. The roommate said, "You don't even realize what you've done here," reminding her that that Cheeto that was shaped like the gorilla sold online for nearly $100,000. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. The Harambe.
That's the one, the Harambe Cheeto. So just saying, could have done that. And I looked at the picture, and, you know, you can do anything now on the internet.
Sure.
True. Photoshop.
Yep, you can make it look real, and it's not. So, anyway. All right, we mentioned earlier today, it's Hug a News Person Day, and as Chelsea added quickly, please ask permission. With that in mind, how close can a person be to you in a conversation before you get uncomfortable? Apparently, we are not a country that likes people invading our personal space.
I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. New study asks people how far we want someone to stand when we are having a conversation with them, and the average answer is 3.1 feet,
okay,
which is a little more than arm's length. The study also asked people in other countries about their answer, and we're pretty much in the middle. People in Romania want people to be farthest away, about 4.5 feet. Hungary, 4.25 feet. South Americans seem coolest with people being close. In Argentina, 2.5 feet. In Peru, 2.6 feet.
Hmm.
Part of it has to do with population density as well, I
True.
Think.
Yeah.
Think probably
like, did they have numbers for China?
You know, they don't.
Probably.
Very close. Yeah, they didn't do that. But again,
it brings to mind that Seinfeld episode with Judge Reinhold, the close talker, you know?
Yes, I remember that. Right.
Yeah, that's
If
that's
I can
all I could
smell
think
your breath or feel your breath, then you're too close.
That's too much. Yeah, it's too much.
Like,
yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that works. That's good enough right there. Mm-hmm. But in a and that's what happens, too, is when we become compact in a situation, like in an elevator, in a busy situation,
right,
then somebody invariably does something to disperse the tension by making some kind of a comment. Whereas, if there are only four people in the elevator, sometimes we ride all the way down and don't say
in
anything.
In silence.
Yeah, which is, again, really, really weird.
And I don't mind if you're close to me because you have to, as you said, because of, you know, situations and crowds and whatnot. But if it's just the two of us and there's plenty of room for you to spread out, then
no reason to.
Please do so.
Unless you're gossiping. Yeah, then I said all the rules change.
The Easter Bunnies take center stage for photos by the fountain on Saturday, April 8th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Center for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. You can play games, jump in the bounce house, have your face painted like a bunny, and of course, hunt for Easter eggs. The Easter egg hunt is free and open to the public, but you must register online to be eligible for the prize giveaway awarded April 8th. For more information and door prize registration, go to bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Bluebell ice cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Like our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Morning, 8:21, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Weather's going to be pretty nice today. Look for a high temperature in the upper 80s, but then we get a wind shift tomorrow, and winds will be out of the northwest. They say 73, but it's not going to feel like it because the winds will be gusting up to about 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, so, and tomorrow night, like a low of 47.
Yeah. Maybe our last few times that we get to enjoy that.
Build yourself a fire.
Yeah. So if you're going to be dyeing Easter eggs, then you need to buy them this week. Super fresh eggs are great unless you'll be dyeing them for Easter. Fresh eggs are harder to peel. So you're better off buying your eggs at least a week before you boil them. A few days after an egg is laid, the membrane inside slowly separates from the shell. Freshly laid eggs also have a natural protective coating that makes them less porous and therefore harder to dye.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's what you want to do, right? You want it to really look good. Some egg processors spray their eggs with additional protective coatings of mineral oil, which also makes them harder to dye, and it's difficult to wash off. I had no idea.
Yeah.
When choosing your Easter eggs, take a good look inside that carton and avoid any that have a sheen on the shell.
Makes sense.
Yep. And probably don't get brown eggs.
Yeah, the color might look a little off.
Yeah, just won't quite. And then, you know, more and more people are stamping things on the eggs, right?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, we're expensive.
Little logos.
Yeah, little logos that say, we're expensive. Pay us more. All right. Food storage tips for you today. Got a few of these. Brown sugar can get hard and clumpy.
Mm-hmm.
A slice of bread stored with it can prevent that from happening.
Yeah, we talked about that, or I have with my dad used to put a slice of bread in a bag of cookies.
Okay.
Because the moisture from the bread
goes
into the cookies, and in this case, the brown sugar.
A marshmallow works, too.
Okay.
Which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep flour in the bag that it came in. Uh-uh. Invites bugs.
Oh.
So transfer it into an airtight container. But also remember that square containers take up 25% less space than round ones.
Oh.
Okay. Whole wheat flour should be kept in the fridge because it has oil in it and it can go rancid quicker.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Don't wrap cheese in plastic. Okay.
But it comes wrapped in plastic.
Use parchment paper.
I didn't know that, right?
And once the pasta box is open and put back in the cupboard, it attracts all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Best to keep dry pasta in an airtight container.
Huh.
Did you ever see, I don't know, I got one of these as a present years ago. Have you seen this thing where you pour boiling water into a standing container of pasta and it cooks that way?
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yep, exactly.
Called like ramen noodle cups?
It's like a vertical cooker for pasta, a spaghetti, which is kind of... It was kind of neat.
Did it work?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
It worked. It worked well. And I think it probably cooked a little faster. But I was in the store, I don't know, I guess I saw these about 3 weeks ago, and I thought, well, we need to mention this on the show.
Yeah.
So you're cooking spaghetti.
Okay.
All right. So you got the pan. Now, you don't have the spaghetti. You know, the spaghetti's too long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you break the spaghetti in half and throw it in there. Okay. You done that before?
Yes, but the Food Network chefs would tell you not to break spaghetti.
Yeah, that's right. I usually just leave it hanging half out, and then as it starts to boil, it just quickly kind of, when it starts to get softer, then you kind of mix it in.
Scott on Chopped, he said, don't break your spaghetti.
Okay, so now I'm in the grocery-torium, and they now have pan-sized spaghetti.
Oh, well, there you go.
And it costs more.
What?
Yeah, it costs more.
It's smaller.
I know.
It's smaller.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's, you know, as far as weight is concerned, it's the same. But yeah. But
no, I'm like you, Brad. I just kind of put it in there, and then as the bottom gets soft and it goes down, then I start stirring it in.
Yeah, that's how we always, I'm Italian. That's how we always did it back in, you know, that's how grandma
did it.
There
we go.
So it works.
Yeah, all right. Anyhow, but if you don't want to, you can get the pan-sized spaghetti because, after all, we're U.S. Americans and we deserve that. 826.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Qualcomm, whose chips can be found in virtually every smartphone, says it will file a motion to dismiss a lawsuit by the Federal Trade Commission that accuses the company of engaging in anti-competitive behavior to maintain dominance over the market. The chipmaker says its motion calls for the judge to dismiss the FTC's complaint in its entirety. The Delta Queen could be back cruising waterways sometime soon. The Senate has voted to allow the legendary riverboat to carry passengers if certain safety changes are made to the wooden vessel. In the past, the Delta Queen had been exempted from a 1966 law that had prevented wooden boats from carrying passengers overnight. That exemption lapsed in 2008. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, a sponsor of the measure, appealed to her colleagues to help return the Delta Queen to her rightful place on the mighty Mississippi. The bill now goes to the House. Crude oil trading at $50.52 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
What turns heart valves to bone? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. As people age, the heart's aortic valve can become calcified and stiff, a fatal condition unless the valve is replaced. In the Journal of Clinical Investigation, Gladstone Institute cardiologist Deepak Srivastava and his colleagues report that the culprit may be short telomeres. Those are the protective caps on our chromosomes. He says that mice have long telomeres and never get the disease.
And what we found is that when we made those shorter to be similar to humans, then lo and behold, the mice had exactly the same disease as humans do.
Somehow, the short telomeres cause some heart cells to begin secreting calcium as if they were bone cells. The discovery has enabled the team to develop a potential therapy that may prevent this common and sometimes lethal condition. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
If your employer asked you to implant a microchip in your hand, claiming it was for security reasons, what would you say? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Yesterday morning, the LA Times ran with a story about a Swedish company that's implanting a microchip the size of a grain of rice in the hands of all employees between their thumb and index finger. The technology is nothing new. Veterinarians have been implanting these things for years in our pets. But what is new is putting them in human beings on a large scale. The company's CEO brags that employees can open doors, unlock computers, and buy from company-owned vending machines with a wave of their hand. He says, people ask me, are you chipped? And I say, yes, why not? Of course, I can think of a long list of why nots, and I bet you can too. I haven't even mentioned all the religious implications. The story predicts other companies will follow suit. So what will you say? All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when the time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh, the most delicious recipes. The healthiest, freshest ingredients, just the right quantities with step-by-step directions delivered straight to your door. HelloFresh, hello easy. To get $20 off your first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7 for medical care and emergency room needs. Your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board last night unanimously voted to hire Christy Whitbeck as superintendent. Whitbeck's first official day in Bryan ISD is April 17th. Board President Trey Moore says she received a three-year contract with a base salary the first year of $215,700. Whitbeck says a two-part process involves what staff will be telling her and what the data is showing her.
Making sure that the calendar, drives the day as to what needs to happen, but never stopping and being so rigid that you can't make a different decision. If something happens in one of our schools, if something happens that people need you in another place, I think you always have to look at what's going on with the people.
Following the board vote, a crowd that district officials estimated at 100 gathered to meet Dr. Whitbeck at a reception in the lobby of the district's Performing Arts Center. The latest cost estimate to establish railroad quiet zones in Bryan is $6 million. A firm figure has not been set, nor has funding sources. That was among the questions asked of City Manager Keene Register during a recent council workshop.
We can come back and either look at reserves, other funding mechanisms, or readdress CIP.
Register says in addition to getting a better cost estimate, he will contact Union Pacific Railroad. It was just over 1 year ago the council spent $50,000 on consultants to look into a quiet zone, which, among other things, will close crossings and reduce the amount of time train horns are sounded. State lawmakers have started considering legislation that would block the construction of high-speed passenger train service between Dallas and Houston.
The bills that are up later this week would harm or kill a project
that would drive tens of thousands of jobs, tens of billions of dollars of investment, and the first high-speed train in the United States.
Comments from Holly Reed, a Texas Central Partners, ahead of hearings by the Senate State Affairs Committee, which is taking up several bills whether the private company can use eminent domain to acquire land. More than 20 bills have been filed in the legislature, which could block the project. And as development continues throughout the city of Bryan, there is one city committee making sure history is not erased. Robert Holzweiss is the Historic Landmark Commission chair.
If you are in a historic district like downtown or the east side, you have to come to us with a permitting process to make external changes.
For more information on the Historic Landmark Commission, visit bryantx.gov. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 61 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Oh man, Steve, what happened to you?
You're not gonna believe this. I was cruising here in my new Camry, sunroof open, listening to Pandora, following the nav's predictive traffic for the fastest route. That's when I saw smoke coming from the pet store. I hit those paddle shifters, called 911 on the Bluetooth, and sped right up to the building. Now, it was rescue time. I ran through the flames and the smoke and pulled out 10 kittens, an iguana, 17 goldfish, a family of hedgehogs, a goat, and a 150-year-old tortoise. The owner gave me this pet ferret as a reward. His name is Senor Bendito.
Wait, you got a new Camry?
The 2017 Camry, with sporty looks and the latest tech. It'll surprise a few people. Head to your local Toyota dealer today for great deals on the 2017 Camry. It has all kinds of amazing features. Everything from push-button start to paddle shifters to navigation with predictive traffic. All of which makes every drive that much more exciting. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
836. I'm sorry, would you like to finish your newscast the way you normally would?
Oh, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It came in at a decent time.
It did.
You didn't cut me off mid-word.
No, that's true. I punched it at a time that it was appropriate.
But just so our listeners know, you can find more news anytime online at WTAW.com. And I am Chelsea Reber.
Yes, you are.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
There may be a little bit of patchy fog to contend with in a couple of spots this morning, but overall the day looks relatively sunny. Also looks warm. We'll probably get to about 85 later today. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 55 to 60. Sunny, cooler tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, generally clear, 50 to 55. Sunshine's in the forecast Thursday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:37, and the I think we got 95 days left in the legislature's regular session. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, sir.
Do you have a giant countdown calendar in your office that says there's only 95 days left of this?
Well, we're on the downhill slope, but this is pretty rocky sometimes on the downhill slope, but yeah, we'll get there.
That's true. I want to ask you a question that's not political first, having to do with
sure,
what you do for a living, and you're an orthopedic surgeon.
I am, yes.
Today is Equal Pay Day, talking about disparities within pay between men and women, and the number one job was orthopedic surgeon. Tell me, what is there a trend in orthopedic surgery to see more women in there, and have you seen that?
Well, you know, I certainly believe in equal pay for equal work. You're right that there aren't a lot of women in orthopedic surgery. It's an issue I've heard discussed amongst professors and individuals training doctors. But you know, there's certain professions within medicine that tend to engender one sex over the other, and orthopedics tends to attract more males. It is a very heavy labor-intensive type of occupation at times, certainly reducing hips and putting them back in and holding fractures together.
Sure.
Does take some physical strength at times.
I understand.
Well, I thought I'd just ask you that this morning since that happened to be number one on the list, and that's what you do when you're not over there putting laws together. Let's talk about the State Affairs Committee yesterday. Once again, discussion with eminent domain, but it all does come down to the bullet train.
Yes. We heard a number of bills in eminent domain, three of which I authored, and it's not just about the bullet train. This is about strengthening private property rights, landowner rights, and a couple of the bills have strengthened the right to know about surveys and when an individual wants to do a survey on your land and that individual, that entity is responsible for damages. Another one is a lot of people don't understand that when a entity with eminent domain authority tries to take more land than what they actually need, they can do that and kind of hide it. They don't have to disclose it. And so there's another bill that I filed regarding two offers, one which clarifies what portion of the land they're taking for the actual public use, and another offer that clarifies what portion they're taking just because they want that extra land.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us this morning. We were discussing a little bit about that today, and we've been running news stories about it, and of course we heard both pro and con spokespeople having to do with high-speed rail, and you have certainly expressed your feelings that this is not something that the Texas is ready for. Is there?
No, I don't think so. I think we're being sold a bill of goods, and in the end, high-speed rail has not been shown to be profitable and cash flow, and only in a certain area of Japan, only one rail line, I understand. So I think the taxpayers of Texas are going to be left holding the bag on this one in the long term. And so I think it's wrong from that point of view. I also think it's wrong from the point of view of the district. You know, we're going to have a high-speed rail that's cutting across five counties I represent that have little economic input, I think, to those counties, and in a lot of ways have negative economic input and effects, because it'll cut across, you know, property and divide cities and communities and make it harder to work the land. I think it's wrong for those communities, and they certainly have expressed that. In transportation tomorrow, we're going to have a number of high-speed rail bills, three of which I filed, and as well as bills by Senator Birdwell and Senator Creighton. But a couple of the bills speak to no taxpayer bailout. If they're going to tell you that they're not going to need state money, then I think they should stand by their word, and that we should put it in law that we're not going to bail out a rail line that's supposedly a privately owned and operated and built rail line. And then another one is a right to repurchase land. If the rail takes land by eminent domain, that rail can only utilize it for that stated purpose. And if they go under before they actually build a rail line, then the landowner has the right to repurchase that land.
Do you see in any scenario that high-speed rail can work in Texas, just from the information you've seen?
I think it needs a more concentrated population area. Certainly Dallas and Houston have a lot of population, but if you look at where it actually is profitable in the world, it's between very, very significantly populated regions. I think the Northeast would be the most likely to support a privately financed, privately run high-speed rail.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us this morning. SB 3, Senate Bill 3, school choice has passed. The lieutenant governor was saying yesterday that he believes school choice is civil rights issue in our time and very important. But if you put together a voucher system, does that not take away money from established public schools at a time when they are still needing money?
Well, I certainly believe that, you know, education is huge responsibility to the legislature, and it's also a parental right and responsibility. And unfortunately, you have some children stuck in schools that are not providing the type of educational opportunity that that child needs, in particular children with disabilities. And I think there's in low income areas of Texas, urban areas primarily, there are failing schools, and I think every child needs an opportunity. So we have to devise a system that supplies the greatest amount of opportunity for every child in Texas. And this was a very narrowly tailored bill, I think, that is appropriate for a small section of the population, and I think a population that has not really been served by public education.
Anything else that's going to be going on the Senate floor that would be of note for us to watch this week?
Well, we're just kind of we've already passed the budget, you know, last week.
Sure.
And the House is taking it up on Thursday, so we'll eventually get to the conference committee. We're continuing to just pass bills that are kind of typical bills from the committees. We're not doing any. We've actually passed from a priority standpoint the majority of the lieutenant governor's priority issues, and so the Senate continues to work real diligently and efficiently and quickly, actually, to do the work of the people.
We'll look forward to that conference committee. There'll be plenty of fireworks then.
There will be.
That's for sure.
I look forward to talking to you about it.
State Senator Charles Werner joins us on Tuesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. You have a nice day, sir.
You too. Thanks. Bye. 8:45, let's turn our attention to the Chamber of Commerce, and Glenn Brewer's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott.
What you got for us?
Oh, we got a couple of things. Thursday, Water Cooler 5K. We've been talking about
Yeah.
It's finally here.
Yes.
4 o'clock at Wolfpen Creek, sponsored by Texas A&M. We're encouraging all the businesses, let your employees out a little bit early. Let them go out and get some physical fitness in. It's for all levels. I've said walk, run, or crawl. We want you out at Wolfpen Creek at 4 o'clock on Thursday. It's $15. You get a T-shirt. There's going to be some tents out there. There's some organized fun and games. It's going to be a great day. And we've ordered Chamber of Commerce weather for Thursday. And I understand it's on its way.
That's right. And no pointing or laughing, right?
No, okay. Not at all. That is forbidden, or at least if we can see you.
Okay.
Then if you feel like you've burned a bunch of calories and you're looking to add them back on, we've got another business after hours.
Okay.
This time it's April the 20th, another Thursday, 5:30 to 7 at the Eagle.
Okay.
They're going to open up their brand new press room. You can see all the papers running through there, the food, beverage. It's absolutely free. You want to come, meet your old friends, make some new ones, bring some business cards, and have a good time at the Eagle April 20th.
Are they going to have those little paper hats that are folded up that you wear? Like
you know, I hadn't thought about that, but that is a good idea.
Why'd you do that?
You could probably make your own paper hat. Don't get caught up in
Crystal
the machinery.
Get Crystal working on that right away. Okay,
I'll tell her after this. And then 1 week after that, in case she's not happy with my suggestions, we have a job fair. And that's at the Hilton College Station, sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds. It's our spring job fair. It's 12 to 4. It's absolutely free for people looking for a job. If you're looking for an employee, it's $250 for a booth, $300 for non-members. Coming out there, you know, just come out there and look around and see what's out in the job market or see if there's some new opportunities you might be interested in. The spring job fair is one of our biggest, and we're looking forward to that. Also, kind of different, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting on the 12th. That's 70 Ranch. It's absolutely free. It's in Navasota. It's kind of a new event space for hunting.
Is that 7D?
7D Ranch.
I thought
Ranch.
It sounded like you said 70.
Oh, so, well, 7D Ranch. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, go on our website and you can actually look it up and see the details on this, www.bcschamber.org. And also, Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight, Texas A&M System. We appreciate everything they do for the Chamber. Or you can always call us at 260-5200.
Now, what are you going to do in the water cooler thing? Or do you have administrative things that will keep you?
No. I'm going to participate. I said run, walk, or crawl, and I probably will start running and go through the walking and crawl to the finish line.
There you go. Okay, we visit. Thanks for the time this morning. We visit the folks from the Chamber every Tuesday. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Bluebell ice cream is a spoonful of smiles, a bowl full of celebration, and two scoops of down-home optimism. It's a birthday party's grand finale, a first date's icebreaker, and a second trimester's persistent craving. Bluebell is a soft landing from a hard day, a team celebrating a win or erasing a loss. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Guess what? Blue Bell introduced the original cookies and cream ice cream. So every time you dig into that creamy vanilla ice cream loaded with chunks of chocolate cream cookies, you can say thanks. You're more than welcome.
Look for Blue Bell ice cream at Slovacek Smokehouse in Snook and all Walgreens drugstores.
Hey, hey, it's the Infomaniacs, about 11 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. When compared to babies in other countries, U.S. American babies don't cry the least, but neither do they cry the most.
All right, that's
published
good.
In the Journal of Pediatrics. Data analysis says that 28 previous studies for a look at colic, crying more than 3 hours a day, 3 days a week, in nearly 8,700 infants from industrialized nations. Who cries the most? Babies in Canada, the UK, and Italy. Newborns in Denmark, Germany, and Japan cried the least. The study also included the Netherlands, Australia, and U.S. America, where babies had neither the highest or lowest in crying rates.
See, so we're not all that bad.
No, we're regular Americans.
Yeah.
Now, with that, we have a crying baby story today.
Yay.
A woman named Carrie Jabour was on a Southwest flight when she witnessed a weeping child. As she described on Facebook, quote, "There was a mom and her two young girls in front of me on the plane, and the baby suddenly had a very loud crying fit that wouldn't stop. The Southwest employee asked the mom to come to the back of the plane with him. I looked back and saw him blowing bubbles for the little girl until she stopped crying." And she was also given tissues.
That was sweet.
Mom was crying too.
Aww.
I know. Yeah. So there.
I can't imagine a more stressful situation than having a crying baby on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. That will again, because people are going to try to not look at you, but they will.
Oh, yeah.
And then there are always going to be other people there who are, you know, just jerks who'll do that.
Yep.
Another way you could stop the baby from crying.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
And stop crying.
It's raining tacos. Raining tacos. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos.
There you go.
Is it the song that makes them stop crying or tacos?
I think it's probably the song. I think that would get their attention, that's for sure. All right, so how long does it take for that coffee bean to get from there to your cup? It takes 9 months of effort for that coffee to get from bean to cup. So slow down and enjoy it. George Howell, who says he's a coffee expert, says the best tasting cup of coffee is actually around room temperature. When you take the first sip of hot coffee, our taste buds shut down, he says.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel the hot. You don't necessarily taste.
If you let it cool off a bit, you'll get more flavor.
Yeah.
Like wine, coffee flavor is actually enhanced, and it opens up after it's had a chance to cool and breathe a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't, very seldom do I drink coffee right away. But I just do, you know, like a little cup at a time thing in the morning. And and so 10, 15 minutes later, I can.
I will say that you can definitely taste it more when it is cooler.
For sure. All right, so we had the discussion about pineapple on pizza.
Yep.
New controversial pizza topping that's dividing the internet. Have you seen it?
I don't think
I've heard just pineapple.
Just in time for Easter, a troublemaker by the name of Austin Braun has debuted a photo on his Twitter account of cheesy pizza adorned with melting peeps.
I knew you were going to say it. I knew you were going to go with the peeps.
See, I don't even hate peeps as much as Chelsea does, and that does not.
No.
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 Why would you do that?
No.
Like fresh fruit, you can, and it's not just pizza. You know, people put fruit in their salads and on other kind of, you know, I talked about blueberries and my scrambled eggs.
Right.
but not marshmallow, sugary,
foreign
substances.
I love sweet and savory together.
Yeah.
It can definitely work with right combination, but Peeps and pizza? No.
You don't put Peeps on anything,
no,
do you?
You don't eat them at all.
Yeah, well, that's true, too, but...
But if you do eat Peeps, you are correct. You don't put them on anything. They are not a topping.
Least of all pizza.
Till now. We'll just, we'll see. All right.
Gross.
Well, or you could take toast. You could put a Peep on it and stick it in the microwave.
Okay.
And then you could just...
I could even see that,
but not
with cheese.
Yeah.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 8th, it's aquatic weed control. Identification, product selection, and application are important in developing the best control strategy. They'll discuss them all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
At 4 minutes till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, lots of Beatle noise over the weekend. June 1st marks the 50th anniversary of the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
All right.
A friend of mine bought that, and we went to his house and listened to it.
Get by with a little help from my friends,
and
do
you? Over and over again. Yeah. Rumor is, though, that... they announced that Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny
George
Lane
was the walrus.
Yeah, that's right.
I've always heard this story that they did the whole Lonely Hearts Club Band thing because they wanted to put out an album not under the name of the Beatles so that they could see if they were really that popular, if it was just the name.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
Do
you guys
know?
I've
never heard that before.
Paul's dead.
Yeah. Paul is dead.
We know that, yeah. But they've announced also the Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane will be added to the original LP running order, since those two songs were supposed to be part of the track listing before.
Have you seen Love in Las Vegas?
No, I've not.
Oh, you got to.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll do that. Okay.
No, you won't.
No, you're right.
Excuse me while I just blow you off here. This is just as an idea.
Okay,
never mind.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll do that. Yeah, whatever.
News broke over the weekend that Rainn Wilson from The Office,
yes.
Okay, Dwight Schrute, will be playing the role of Harry Mudd in an upcoming Star Trek Discovery series.
You know, that's the CBS All Access one.
Yep.
They are going to screw that one up so bad.
Yeah, they are.
It keeps getting pushed back further and further, and weirder casting gets announced.
Like this.
And it's going to be another quote-unquote Enterprise. It lasted the shortest run of any Star Trek event.
Now, Chelsea, I mean, you remember Harry Mudd, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
I even
he
know
was my favorite.
The title was even, I even know the title was called Mudd's Women.
Was it? Okay.
That was it.
Harry Mudd actually was in two episodes.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Anyhow, what happens
is... Very few people would.
Yeah, well, that's right. He ended up having a cargo of women that he was taking out into space...
Final frontier. Yeah.
Oh, well, I hate space, so I wasn't part of that cargo.
Yeah, that's
cargo.
Right. Yeah, and so what happens is then he gets arrested, but he sells his women to the miners.
It's just real, it's weird, because this kidnapping and human trafficking bit is played as a joke.
It
you
was,
know?
Yeah.
Wah,
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 yeah.
Wah.
Yeah, nowadays, obviously, not so much.
And, wouldn't
funny.
Quite work.
Yeah, and happy-go-lucky Rainn Wilson will be the one who plays that. So
they're bringing Harry Mudd back for this thing.
Everybody's
favorite human trafficker there in Star Trek. Yep.
Speaking of other subjects we wouldn't want to talk about, Mercedes-Benz has reassigned their advertising budget that was meant for the O'Reilly Factor. They did that yesterday.
Oh, well, yeah. Sure. Why not?
Well, Okay,
that's to be expected.
Here, you've got time. You going to defend Bill O'Reilly while we're on?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's just there's people with checkbooks and people without checkbooks. And trust me, Bill O'Reilly's got a checkbook.
He does.
Have you ever looked at the outtakes on YouTube?
Yes, Bill O'Reilly?
One of the payoffs is just because he just got really mad and yelled in front of workers, and he and Laura Ingraham yell at co-workers better than anybody I know.
Yeah, they do.
The classical do it live line. Yeah. Among other things. Yeah.
Johnny Carson briefly quit the Tonight Show on this date in 1967. He came back after 3 weeks after they gave him a $30,000 a week raise.
That's a way to get a raise.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And Larry LaPrice died on this date 20 years ago. You remember Larry? He was the inventor of the Hokey Pokey.
Oh, of course, Larry!
What if that's what it's all about?
Yeah.
They had trouble burying him, you know, because you put your left foot in, take your left foot out, and then you check it all about. So back tomorrow. WCAW conversation.